They became, "Yes, sir, right away." The horde were left alone. "Well, gentlemen, we did it," said Mr. Savaloy eventually. "You have the world on a plate."
"All the treasure we want," said Truckle.
"That's right."
"Let's not hang around then," said Truckle. "Let's get some sacks." "There's no point," said Mr. Savaloy. "You'd only be stealing from yourselves. This is an empire. You don't just shove it in a bag and divvy it up at the next campfire."
"How about the ravishing?"
Mr. Savaloy sighed.
"There are, I understand, 300 concubines in the Imperial Harem. I'm sure they will be very pleased to see you, although matters will be improved if you take your boots off."
The old men wore the puzzled look such as might be worn by fish trying to understand the concept of the bicycle.
"We ought to take just small stuff," said Boy Willie at last. "Rubies and emeralds for preference."
"And chuck a match on the place as we go out," said Vincent. "These paper walls and all this lacquered wood should go up a treat."
"No, no, no," said Mr. Savaloy. "The vases in this room alone are priceless."
"Nah,
too big to carry. Can't get them on an horse."
"But I've shown you civilization," said Mr. Savaloy.
"Yeah, it's all right to visit. Ain't that so, Cohen?"
Cohen was hunched down in the throne, glaring at the far wall.
"What's that?"
"I'm saying we take everything we can carry and head off back home, right?"
"Home? Yeah.
"That was the plan, yeah?"
Cohen didn't look at Mr. Savaloy's face.
"Yeah, the plan," he said.
"It's a good plan," said Truckle. "It's a great idea. You move in as boss, fine. Great scam, saves trouble. None of that fiddling with locks and things. So we'll all be off home, okay? With all the treasure we can carry."
"What for?" said Cohen.
"What for? It's treasure."
Cohen seemed to reach a decision.
"What did you spend your last haul on, Truckle? You said you got 3 sacks of gold and gems from that haunted castle."
Truckle looked puzzled, as if Cohen had asked what purple smelled like.
"Spend it on? I dunno. You know how it is. What's it matter what you spend it on? It's loot. Anyway, what'd you spend yours on?"
Cohen sighed. Truckle gaped at him.
"You're not thinking of really staying here."
He glared at Mr. Savaloy.
"Have you two been cooking up something?"
Cohen drummed his fingers on the arm of the throne.
"You said go home," he said. "Where to?"
"Well, wherever."
"And Hamish there?" "What? What?"
"I mean, he's 105, right? Time to settle down, maybe?"
"What?"
"Settled down?" said Truckle. "You tried it once. Stole a farm and said you was going to raise pigs. Gave it up after, what was it, 3 hours?
"What's he saying? What's he saying?"
"He said it's time you settled down, Hamish." "Bugger that!"
The kitchens were in uproar. Half the court had ended up there, in most cases for the first time. The place was as crowded as a street market, through which the servants tried to go about their business as best they could. The fact that one of them seemed a little unclear as to what his business actually consisted of was quite unnoticed in the turmoil.
"Did you smell him?" said Lady Two Streams. "The stink!" "Like a hot day in a pig yard," said Lady Peach Petal. "I'm pleased to say I have never experienced that," said Lady Two Streams haughtily.
Lady Jade Knight, who was rather younger than the other two, and who had been rather attracted to Cohen's smell of unwashed lion, said nothing. The head cook said,
"Just that. Big lumps. Why doesn't he just eat a cow while he's about it?"
"You wait till you hear about this devil food called sausage," said the Lord Chamberlain.
"Big lumps." The cook was almost in tears. "Where's the skill in big lumps of meat?
Not even so.